From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached president, Park Geun-hye, clashed with police in Seoul on Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally end her rule. Park was removed from office over a corruption scandal. The head of the main opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing social confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came in the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. United States officials say a contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State terror group. But it is unclear whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will take the lead in ousting thousands of jihadists entrenched in the city. The deployment comes as the Trump administration debates a Raqqa plan drafted by Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the U.S. commander overseeing the campaign against the Islamic State. And Guatemala is mourning the deaths of 34 teenage girls killed in a fire at a shelter for troubled young people near Guatemala City. Police and witnesses say mattresses were deliberately set on fire in part of the shelter where the girls were locked down after trying to escape. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.